I'm Walt Lindelah, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's a look at things going on at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we talk about youth summer camps going on at NMU with Renee Jewett. She is the program coordinator with the Seaborg Math and Science Center, and Jane Wankmiller, director of FROST, the Forensic Research Outdoor Station at NMU. Here's more with Jane Wankmiller and Renee Jewett.
We have our usual Summer College for Kids program. It takes place for 4 weeks long in the summer for students in grades K through 8. So it's one of our elementary and middle school programs that we have going on. And students are involved in a variety of classes throughout the summer that deal basically with STEM topics.
Okay, and that could be just a wide variety of things then, isn't it?
We use our EV3 robotics. We have one called Turtles and Toads, where they travel off-site and they capture and release. So it's all over the areas there.
Why do you do these kinds of programs? What's the idea here? Obviously an educational component, but is it to try to expose young people to some more of these thoughts and techniques?
Yeah, we at the Seaborg Center, we really believe that learning is lifelong and doesn't really end at the school year. So I think summer is a great time for students to be exposed.
You mentioned this program, but there's another one too, you say, at least a couple more. I mean, you have a lot of things I know that come out of the Seaborg Center.
Yes.
But in particular, this morning, you want to make sure people know about another one that you have. Mm-hmm.
We have a cyber camp. It's a residential camp for our high school students. And that takes place July 16th through 20th. So it's just a week long compared to the College for Kids, which is four different weeks. That one is where students get to really experience different ideas in programming and coding, maybe app development or cybersecurity topics.
It seems like you have a wide variety of programs for the kids to choose from. What's a good way for them to find out more about what you have?
Yeah, everything should be on our website. So we are at nmu.edu/Seaborg and then /student programs.
Now, you also asked Jane to come along this morning because she's involved in program as well. Well, Jane Wankmiller, tell us a little bit about what's coming up. What do you got going on this summer?
Thanks. This summer, we are offering a week-long residential summer camp for high school students, grades 9 to 11. And it's going to be all about forensic investigation and evidence collection techniques, crime scene analysis and investigation.
This is new, obviously tied into the FROST, the program. This is kind of reaching in and saying, hey, kids, you can come and learn about this. And I'll bet you're going to have some pretty good response, don't you think?
I think so. So far, when I've told people about it, it's received really, really good responses.
Like, people are wow, this is cool.
Okay. I know. I'm excited about it. We have a lot of subject matter experts that are coming in to specifically talk about their sciences. So we'll have hands-on lab activities and personal interactions with people who actually do the work.
FROST is a relatively new program at Northern that has garnered a lot of national attention. Is this kind of a way also to share it a little bit more maybe with the kids in the community and families and say, hey, this is what we're doing?
It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. I would like the community and our high school students to know about what Northern offers and and a little bit more about the forensic sciences in general.
Was it a surprise that this program kind of caught on like it did for you? I mean, it kind of made sense when I heard about what it is. I thought, well, you know, if there isn't a facility like this, which is cold weather research for forensics, to look at what the cold does to a body in the cold, what happens. But it seemed to make sense. But this has really got a widespread piece of attention for Northern. What was that a bit of a surprise, perhaps, as you were getting involved and getting going with the program?
You know, I don't know that it was a surprise, but it's definitely been exciting to kind of to be involved in that excitement and be able to kind of help move it forward.
And you have a camp now this summer, so let's give everybody the details again with this particular camp of what's going on.
So with this camp, we're going to offer a week-long residential camp for high school students, grades 9 to 11, and we're going to bring them in and teach them all about crime scene investigation and evidence collection and analysis techniques. And we're going to have them work with real subject matter experts. And so they'll get FaceTime with those folks and really learn the science.
And that is coming up when?
That's going to be July 15th to the 21st.
Okay. Now, Renee Jewett, also with us, program coordinator with Seaborg Math and Science Center. You have summer camps as well.
Yes.
A couple of them in particular you are making sure people know about, and they are when and what? What's
happening?
We
have Summer College for Kids. That's a four-week-long camp. A lot of people think they have to come for all 4 weeks, so I guess I wanted to clear up that confusion. We have classes that are 3 hours long for the week-long. So you could come for the morning and then have a different class for the afternoon, and you could come up for one class or all 4 weeks and hit up 8 classes.
Okay.
So we have kind of a variety for K-8 students.
And another one that you have, I know, is going on?
Cyber Camp. That is for high school students, July 16th through the 20th. And that one is just come for the 3 hours of the day, Monday through Friday, and students will learn about a variety of different programming concepts.
What is the best way to get all the information? Because I know you have other programs and things that are going on as well that we're not necessarily touching on this morning. What's the best way to get the information so people can see what the options are and how to get involved?
Right. For all three of these camps, you can contact the Seaborg Center. Our number is 227-2002, or you can check out our website. That's nmu.edu/Seaborg/student programs.
That's the comments of Renee Jewett, Program Coordinator at the Seaborg Math and Science Center at NMU, and Jane Wankmiller, the Director of FROST, the Forensic Research Outdoor Station at the University. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Lindelaw.